story,
they can help you too.
Contact the Ohio Sexual Violence Helpline at 844-OHIO-HELP.
WEOL weather.
We'll find a way to stay cool if you can today. Temperatures will soar to near records in the lower 90s. Morning sun starts us out, then increasing clouds through the day. Scattered showers and storms develop overnight with lows only in the mid-70s. And on Wednesday, periods of showers and thunderstorms, highs upper 80s. I'm meteorologist John Loftman for AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.
Still staying a little cool for now, 60 degrees.
743 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Rocco Nucci.
And it's the WEOL Morning Show. Talking pizza this morning. We've been there a number of years. The afternoon show broadcasting from the Elyria Sunrise Rotary Pizza Challenge, normally held at Nick Abraham Elyria Ford at their auto mall area there as well. And it's kind of a change this year. They thought, what are they going to do? And well, they're going to put together a drive-up pizza shop tour, or maybe even a what they call a road rally pizza challenge. Though I will say, this is not a race. Let's start off right with that. We have with us Mayor of Elyria, also member of the Sunrise Rotary, Frank Whitfield, joining us. And also on the line, Maggie Rivera. Good morning, Maggie. How are you?
Good morning.
So are the two of you like a co-chair for this event, or who's responsible?
We were like the saviors of it. You know, it was we was reaching a point where, you know, we were like, oh, we can't do it. And right before they pull the plug, we say, all right, let us try. Give us a week or so to see what we can come up with. And Maggie and I put our heads together, and this is what we came up with.
So talk about the process for this. First of all, you acquire the pizza vendors, which maybe you had already been in the process doing for that. How many vendors are going to participate in this?
Maggie?
Yeah, so currently we have 9 vendors. So we have Casaria's Pizza, Zambino's, Angelina's, Foundry Kitchen and Bar, Marco's Pizza, Pizza Hut, and new this year, Bruce, we have Valley of the Eagles, Lorain County Community College, and Papa John's. So we have, it's a party. I would say typically we have anywhere between 7 and 12 vendors. And so putting this together last minute, we were able to get 9 that wanted to participate and support community.
And this is a way for people to also help out with the Elyria Sunrise Rotary. What are some of the things that the funds go for to help out?
Oh, wow, that's a great question. So we do a lot internationally as well as locally. Some of the things that we do locally are support the Santa House. We do the balloon drop at the Apple Festival each year. We support incoming and outgoing foreign exchange students, as well as international projects. You know, we are an international service organization to really bring people together and business professional leaders in the community to provide humanitarian services around the world, and our model service above self. And so on that vein, the funds that that we earn from this event, or a portion thereof, will go to support Elyrians Helping Elyrians and the Second Harvest Food Bank. And Frank could probably tell you a little bit more about what Elyrians Helping Elyrians is doing.
Yeah, so, you know, during this COVID-19 pandemic that we're going through, I've been really inspired by the different groups that have stepped up to help out in community. And one of those groups is actually led by a Rotarian, Dan Bragg, and that group is Elyrians Helping Elyrians. And what they've been doing is purchasing food from local restaurants and then as a support to them, and then disseminating that food to people in Elyria. So we have a senior feeding program that we've been operating since March. So those seniors now every week get a fresh prepared meal. So like last week was from Reuben's. They'll get food from University Hospital. They've gotten food from various local businesses. So the money that we raise, part of the proceeds will go toward continuing to feed folks here in the city of Elyria. And then, of course, supporting the Second Harvest Food Bank, which this is what they do every day.
Coming up on Sunday is the date you've chosen for this pizza challenge. Talk a little bit about the process on this.
Yeah, so families will be able to, Sunday, starting at 11 o'clock, get in their car, get all the kids together, get the family together, get in the car, drive over to Nick Abraham. You'll pick up your ticket. You'll pay for your ticket there, or you could pay beforehand on our website, ElyriaSunriseRotary.com.
And what's the cost for the ticket or the event?
So it's $10 per person or $20 per car. So if you got a car full of folks, you can feed them all for $20. So You go to Nick Abraham. If you got like me, I'll go to Nick Abraham, pay my $20, and then we'll look at the map and then decide, all right, where do we want to start? Do we want to start over at Sambino's? Do we want to start over at Angelina's? We want to start at Marco's and just take the day driving around. We'll probably park at some of the parks on the, along the route, you know, stop over at East Park and sit down and eat. And then, all right, once we've gotten that, all right, let's go to the next stop. And you'll have all day until 5 o'clock to be able to get pizza. So we want people to take their time and enjoy the day.
Maggie, who put together this car games pamphlet, this thing for people to do along the way? That's a really good component to this.
Yes. So it really was a collaboration that everyone was in the club pitching in. But the idea was, we don't want it's not that fun to drive from pizza place to pizza place. So we wanted to create some activities that families can take advantage of and friends can take advantage of along the way. And so we have in that car kit, we have various games, various activities, and we want folks to take their selfies, post it on our website. We will be going Facebook Live from each location. We want to make this as interactive as possible. You know, as Frank mentioned, stopping at the park, I talked to some folks that have already planned out their day where they're doing driveway stop at family members along the way. One family said, we're going to take a mid-swim halfway through. So it's really interesting how people are finding ways to make this an all-day event, explore our community, and still social distance at the same time. So, it's going to be a lot of fun, and we encourage everyone to come out and check it out.
Now, I know a lot of this is set up as a pizza challenge, so there's voting involved. How does that process work during this time?
Yeah, so we want everyone in the tribe. Like, so we've asked every pizza place to have at least 2 or 3 samples of their different pizzas. And so after you get your pizzas, you'll have a piece of paper. You can jot your notes down so you can remember which ones you like. And then you'll be able to go on our Facebook page, Elyria Sunrise Rotary Facebook page, or go on to our website, and you'll be able to click a link there and then cast your vote for which one was your favorite. And the top 3 will get a trophy from the Elyria Sunrise Rotary.
Will it have a pizza in a car? I'm trying to imagine what the trophy would look like. Because this is quite a unique event, and it's a way when you have a regular standard event that takes place, always people coming over to Nick Abraham, the buzz of the people, they get mm-hmm. to mingle with folks and mm-hmm. try out the different samples. Now this sort of, because of the circumstances, takes it into a whole different level. Mm-hmm. But yet it creates a different atmosphere for this. How do people know that you're part of the pizza challenge as far as do you have something signed for the car, or what? How does that usually work for that?
Yeah, so when you pull up at Nick Abraham, when you get your ticket, we'll also put something in your window, and you can either show them your ticket or they'll see in the window how many folks you got in your car, and then that's how they know how many boxes. So, you know, we've put a lot of thought into making sure that we're limiting the amount of contact between people, that we're going to be able to practice social distancing throughout this. And I think, again, it'll be a great time for families this Sunday. So definitely want to encourage folks. You can pre-purchase your ticket, again, at ElyriaSunriseRotary.com, or you can go on the Facebook page and click on the link there. And that'll get you through Nick Abraham a lot faster than if you're waiting in line to pay.
And, Maggie, I have to say, you must organize events in other parts of your life, because you've decided to have plenty of trash cans around for these things. I will tell you, there's many times where you put an event together and someone says, maybe we should have had more a trash bag here. You know, you don't think about the end results, but if you're going to have boxes of pizza boxes in people's cars, you want to make it easier for them to dispose of that. So good job on that, by the way. That's
thank you. Yeah, we want to make sure that we are being good with the economy, and that's where we come up with the idea of getting more folks into one car, right? Keep it safe, but also limit our carbon footprint. So thanks for that.
Yeah. Speaking of do you guys have meetings at all? You know, the Rotary meetings, how have they been going during this time? What have been the protocols for things like that?
But just like everyone else, it's life via Zoom, right? Mm-hmm. So we have the meeting using Zoom or WebEx meetings and coming together, you know, that way. And we certainly miss meeting in person, and we're looking forward to when we can start that again soon. But we have found a way, through our partners being very innovative, to come together and sort of work together and plan. So, Modern problems create modern solutions, right?
What do morning Zoom Rotary people look like? Usually it takes a while for them to get going, but if you get up, you're in the morning, if maybe some of you people are also still sheltering at home or working from home. So you get to see a different size maybe of your other fellow Rotarian during any of this.
This is true.
So, again, the Liria Sunrise Rotaries, they've got their 20th annual pizza challenge. This time it's a drive-up pizza shop tour. Again, it's this coming Sunday from 11 to 5, 6 hours to spread across. Again, it's not a race. It's just a fun way to spend your Sunday trying all the different pizza in the area, and you can plan out your map and take part in this. And so it looks like it's going to be kind of a fun event. Again, if people want to get tickets ahead of time or find out more, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so again, you can go on IlliriaSunriseRotary.com, or you can go on our Facebook page and go on Facebook and search Elyria Sunrise Rotary, and you can get the tickets there. And again, I just want to again thank, not only all the Elyria Sunrise Rotarians for their willingness to think out of the box and pull this off, but also want to thank our small businesses, all of our restaurants that are participating, Nick Abraham for helping out. Even our awards come from Gold Star Awards, so Steve and his team over there. Just really thankful for how we've come together and try to provide some sense of normalcy and fun during these very challenging times. So thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, in addition, our head sponsor, U.S. Bank, I don't think without them we wouldn't have been able to make this possible. So just want to thank them for supporting this event and covering the majority of our costs.
Well, it's any kind of good event always has a lot of people behind it, putting it together, the support, whether it's the actual footwork or somebody that's able to give a donation to help out. Again, the Liria Sunrise Rotary, their pizza challenge, it's on the road, as you can take it this coming Sunday from 11 to 5. Start off at Nick Abraham Auto Mall, pick up all the information, pay there, and then you'll be on your way.